Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We are thankful and appreciative of you tuning in. We hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for it's our purpose to speak only those things found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question or a comment concerning something that we say on the program, maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to spend time and study on this program, certainly we'd love to hear from you, and you can contact us by the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. You know, it's impossible to place a value on a man who, when in a real crisis comes up, has the courage to take action before great harm can take place. A real crisis arose in Antioch, and we find it recorded in Galatians chapter 2, beginning in verse 11 and reading through verse 14. Now when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face, because he was to be blamed. For before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those that were of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with the hypocrisy. But when I saw that they was not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, If you, being a Jew, live in the manner of Gentiles, and not as the Jews, why did you compel Gentiles to live as the Jews? See, Paul had the courage to stand up in this time of crisis. The Jews had been eating with Gentiles, making no distinction until certain ones came from James. But these same Jews, as the statement is made, fearing those that were of the circumcision, they withdrew and they separated themselves from the Gentiles. And they were led in this hypocrisy by Peter, and then by Barnabas, who followed Peter's example. Let's look at these two. Peter. This is one who had been a leader in the acceptance of the Gentiles. It was Peter that the Lord chose to first preach to the Gentiles. In fact, it was Peter that asked there in the house of Cornelius, who was the Gentile, in Acts 10 and verse 47, Can anyone forbid water, that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? And it was Peter who, in the meeting at Jerusalem in Acts 15, he argued very convincingly that Gentiles did not have to be circumcised, that as he stated there in those verses 6 through 11 of Acts 15, that God had made no distinction between Jew and Gentile. This same Peter, who had led the way in the acceptance of the Gentiles, has led the way on this occasion in separating from them and not eating with them. And then there's Barnabas. Barnabas, whom the Jerusalem church had chosen to go to Antioch to encourage those new Christians that were among the Gentiles, that we read in Acts 11, verses 22 through 24. Barnabas, who had gone with Paul on the first journey, and who with Paul had declared in Acts 15 and verse 12 how many miracles and wonders God has worked through them among the Gentiles. This same Barnabas had joined Peter in separating from the Gentiles. Suppose the action of Peter and Barnabas and the other Jews had gone unchecked. Suppose word had spread to cities everywhere that Peter and Barnabas had refused to eat with Gentiles. You know, you can only imagine the reaction. Somebody would say, well, great. We don't have to eat with Gentiles after all. If Peter and Barnabas didn't eat with them, why should we have to eat with them? And certainly you can be sure that Jews would have been all too quick to draw the conclusion. For although distinctions between Jew and Gentiles had been erased at the cross of Christ, prejudice had not been. See, someone needed to step up in this moment of crisis. Someone needed to put a halt to these sinful actions before word could spread and great harm could result. The Apostle Paul, stepping up in what we read a moment ago in Galatians 2, from verses 11 through 14, Paul stood up, and the statement is made withstanding Peter to his face. And doing so, as the passage says, before them all. You see, this wasn't the time for taking somebody aside and talking to them privately. This is not one of those matters like in Matthew 18, where the brother has sinned against another brother. And Jesus said that the one that was sinned against is to go to the brother privately and speak to him in the effort to get him to repent of his sin. Now, this situation here in Galatians 2, this was public. The action was leading others to sin. The action had potential for widespread consequences. So see, the situation demanded immediate rebuke. It was crisis time in Antioch, and crisis time demanded urgent action. And too, there was more at stake on this occasion than just the question of Jews eating with Gentiles. Notice that statement that we read in Galatians 2 a moment ago in verse 14, where it says that when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel. See, the truth of the gospel was at stake. The truth of the gospel that has been so clearly established in Jerusalem. See, the actions of Peter and Barnabas raised again the question as to whether salvation was by the law of Moses, or was it through faith in Christ Jesus? Whether that middle wall of separation that had been broken down in the cross should be rebuilt. In fact, it would be good, but we don't have the time, but it would be good if you would take the time to read the rest of Galatians chapter 2, beyond just verses 11 through 14 that we read. See, this was a crisis involving major consequences. Paul stepped up, and thank God for Paul's courage in this time of crisis. You know, we have no doubt that churches throughout this country have faced major crises. Crises that will determine whether or not each church will remain faithful to the Lord. We're undergoing one as I speak with this coronavirus. Many churches have closed their doors. Many churches have resorted to virtual worship. Many churches believe that the Lord's Supper is something that can be taken at home, when the Bible clearly teaches in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, in Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, that the Lord's Supper is a matter of the church coming together. And there's no way that it can be argued that for us as two or three Christians engaged at home constitutes the church having come together, especially as it's defined, as the local church is defined in 1 Corinthians 11 and also in 1 Corinthians 14, that the whole church be come together into one place. So yes, this has been a crisis, and yes, this helps to determine whether or not churches will remain faithful to the Lord. Then there's always that crisis of having to teach the next generation. You know, new generations have grown up and some of whom they're tired of traditional, as they would call it, doctrines of the church as they see it. And so they desire more excitement. They desire more emotion in the work and in the worship of the church. So truly, they are strange sounds that are being heard in various places. Someone in each church will need to stand up. Someone who can distinguish between a real crisis and a smaller problem that can be handled in a quieter way. Those that have the knowledge to recognize truth from error. Those that have the ability to bring others to see the truth. Those that have the courage to step up and to take the heat that's going to invariably be the result. Those that have the confidence of the church in their character, knowledge, and their ability that would cause them to listen when he speaks. And it's preferably an older man with whom the church greatly respects. See, that's what we see in Paul. Paul was such a man. Will there be men in these times that will follow his example? So as we may have read Galatians 2 verses 11 through 14 before, and maybe we just, you know, never came away after having read those verses with the belief or the thinking that this is a crisis. Maybe that never entered our minds. But let us never forget what that 14th verse says. Paul says, when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, yes, friends, this was a crisis. The truth of the gospel was at stake. And that makes it a crisis. And so in the things that we've talked about as we closed our study, the fact that many churches have closed their doors, many churches have resorted to virtual worship, which is not reality. Virtual is not reality. Virtual is virtual. And to think that some can even justify the partaking of the Lord's Supper at home and not as the church assembled together into one place. Friends, all of this is a matter of the truth of the gospel. And so it is a crisis. It is something that we need to recognize as being serious and be able to step up and stand for the truth, to set the truth straight to those in hopes that they will accept the truth, repent of their sins, and obey from that point on what God's will is, what God's will is in the truth of the gospel. Are you interested in studying the Bible, but you want to do so at your own time and the privacy of your own home? Or maybe there is a Bible subject that you'd like to learn more about. Or maybe you'd just simply like to listen to some of these radio broadcasts that might contain a subject that you're interested in. Well, let me advise you that there is a website that you can do all of this. www.eastalbertville.org. This website can enable you to study your Bible at your own time in the privacy of your own home, for it offers a Bible correspondence course that you can take. This website, you can type in a Bible subject and it will take you to Bible articles and Bible sermons that deal with that subject. And as far as this radio program is concerned, the radio program since the first of 2020 has been given titles to each one of the programs. So through looking at the titles, there can be something found that is of interest to you that you can listen to that radio program. Again, all of this is available to you, and we urge you to make use of it. Our time is up. Thank you for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Till then, we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we turn you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.